Today we're doing Sif Nun. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Ein liknos gidim me'enu Yehudi mishum dechayshin on shemeshol behemah tamehim." One is not permitted to buy the sinews from a non-Jew because we have to be concerned that maybe they come from a non-kosher animal. Mekom she'in gidim mitzuyim tofrim betidlerish she'usim min haklaf ad she'yizdam nulahem gidim. If you live in a place where it is difficult to find sinews, then you can use other materials, other types of strings that are made of cloth until you have access to regular gidim. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, So the Mishnah is invoking a complicated principle that the Gemara develops in Chulin and in Ksubis and a number of places regarding the distinction between what's called Rov versus Kavua. In general, whenever you have a question about the validity of something or about the kashrus of an item, a piece of meat, so we tend to follow the Rov. So for example, if a person finds a piece of meat located outside of 10 stores, 9 of which are kosher, so even though you can't prove definitively that this meat came from a kosher store, but the Rov, the majority, the likelihood is that it probably came from a kosher store. However, the Gemara tells us that if a person walked into a store, then they walk out with a piece of meat. There's no label, there's no sign on the meat, and you can't remember which store you bought it from. So then we treat that piece of meat as if it's really a 50-50 suffix. We based on the rule of kol kavua kemechta amechta dami. Whenever you have something which is kavua, something which is fixed in place, where you're going to the location of the suffix and you're removing the suffix from its location, then the suffix remains in its place and therefore be a problem. So the only time that it would be an issue to purchase these sinews from a non-Jew is if you walked into his house. But if you purchased from the non-Jew out in the street, so then the suffix has been established in the street, in which case you're allowed to follow the rule. Again, unless you know, of course, you know for a fact that he's selling you stuff from a non-kosher animal. The Magen Avram says that this is all fine, this is all true in a case where the sinews have not yet been stitched onto the tillin. Once they've already been sewn and stitched, so that even if you know that they came from a kosher animal, it will be a problem because the assumption is that the non Jews stitched them on shalom lishma. We already pointed out earlier that some Achron question the necessity of lishma when it comes to stitching on the sinews. But tidlerish him chutin anasim min haklav v'mkom atchak sirle kevin demino who him begidin atzman uksherim lispor b'hem stam. So those are the strings that originate, that come from the cloth itself. If you're stuck, if you don't have access to regular sinews, then b'dievet you can use that. Achi is damu kadesh lo lehis batal mi mitzvah stfilin uchshi is damin lo gidim yatirim yisvor begidim. So again, we don't want you to be mavatal the mitzvah. So once you get access to regular sinews, then you have to unstitch the cloth strings and then put on the sinews. V'yesh me'achrim shechoshu shen shelo lotzis ba mafilu b'shas elchak shaharei halachal moshe misina hu gidim v'hatidlerish od or hu shehu haklav v'od l'sfira lo shamanu. So other posts can say that even b'dievet you can't use these things because they're not considered to be the proper strings, and also you can't really stitch them. Therefore, if you don't have access to regular sinews, you should not make a bracha if you're using this cloth to stitch it up. Also, if you have these dried up intestines of the animals, you also shouldn't use them to stitch up the tefillin. You also should not be using the sinews of even of a kosher bird, because the problem is that we're not expert enough to tell the difference between what's considered a sinew, what's considered to be a jugular vein, and all the different parts of the anatomy of a bird, and therefore as a result we try to stay away from using the sinews of a bird altogether. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sif Nun Aleph tomorrow.